Morning and welcome to morning prayer on Tuesday, the 31st of March 2020, which is actually the commemoration of John Donne, who was both a priest and a poet in 1631 or thereabouts. If you're very lucky, I'll read you one of his short poems at the end of this service. Good news from David and Rebecca this morning, who appear to be getting better slowly, mending slowly, and they're very peaceful and grateful for prayer. They're obviously resting and sleeping a lot, so we can keep them in our prayers this morning. But that's good news, and I think they are very appreciative of our prayers. So let's light a candle, take a deep breath, and center down to focus on that relationship with God that we each have at the core of ourselves. Spend time with God. All right. Dear Lord, we bring to you David and Rebecca and those others in this parish and in the wider area who may be sick at this time, maybe with corona, but we also think of those who have many other ailments and operations may have been postponed, medical treatment and pharmacies are difficult to access. Lord, we bring to you all these sick and suffering people. We ask that you would be with them. We're grateful for David and Rebecca feeling peaceful, for their sense of prayer going up for them. And we pray that you continue to heal them and you'd keep Johnny safe and the wider family safe for them, but that you would also continue to heal and make these other people very aware of your presence with them in the valley of the shadow. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving power among the nations. Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be praise and glory forever. As a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, your only Son was lifted up that he might draw the whole world to himself. May we walk this day in the way of the cross and always be ready to share its weight, declaring your love for all the world. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God.
Blessed be God forever.
The Song of Lamentation. It's actually the centre verses of the Bible, this one, if you split the Bible in half in the verses. And right at the centre of it, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. So watch out there in the middle of the suffering. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which was brought upon me, which the Lord inflicted on the day of his fierce anger. For these things I weep, my eyes flow with tears, for a comforter is far from me, one to revive my courage. Remember my affliction and my bitterness, the wormwood and the gall. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that we should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. For the Lord will not reject forever. Though he causes grief, he will have compassion. According to the abundance of his steadfast love, for he does not willingly afflict or grieve anyone. Glory to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Today's psalm is Psalm 35. Contend, O Lord, with those that contend with me. Fight against those that fight against me. Take up shield and buckler and rise up to help me. Draw the spear and bar the way against those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let those who seek after my life be shamed and disgraced. Let those who plot my ruin fall back and be put to confusion. Let them be as chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord thrusting them down. Let their way be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. For they have secretly spread a net for me without a cause. Without any cause they have dug a pit for my soul. Let ruin come upon them unawares. Let them be caught in the net they laid. Let them fall in it to their destruction. Then will my soul be joyful in the Lord and glory in his salvation. My very bones will say, Lord, who is like you? You deliver the poor from those that are too strong for them, the poor and needy from those who would despoil them. False witnesses rose up against me. They charged me with things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the desolation of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself with fasting. When my prayer returned empty from my bosom, it was though I grieved for my friend or brother. I behaved as one who mourns for his mother, bowed down and brought very low. But when I stumbled, they gathered in delight. They gathered together against me as if they were strangers. I did not know. They tore at me without ceasing. When I fell, they mocked me. They gnashed at me with their teeth. O Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue my soul from their ravages and my poor life from the young lions. I will give you thanks in the great congregation. I will praise you in the mighty throng. Do not let my treacherous foes rejoice over me, or those who hate me without a cause mock me with their glances. For they do not speak of peace, but invent deceitful schemes against those that are quiet in the land. They opened wide their mouths and derided me, saying, We have seen it with our very eyes. This you have seen, O Lord, do not keep silent. Go not far from me, O Lord. Awake, arise to my cause, to my defence, my God and my Lord. Give me justice, O Lord, my God, according to your righteousness. Let them not triumph over me. Let them not say to themselves, Our heart's desire. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let all who rejoice at my trouble be put to shame and confusion. Let those who boast against me be clothed with shame and dishonour. Let those who favour my cause rejoice and be glad. Let them say always, Great is the Lord who delights in his servant's well-being. So shall my tongue be talking of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long. Give me justice, O Lord my God, according to your righteousness. Free us, righteous God, from all oppression, and bring justice to the nations, that all the world may know you as King of kings and Lord of lords, now and forever. A shorter psalm, Psalm 123. To you I lift up my eyes, to you that are enthroned in the heavens, as the eyes of the servants look to the hand of their master, or the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress. So our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until he has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we have had more than enough of contempt. Our soul has had more than enough of the scorn of the arrogant and of the contempt of the proud. Our eyes wait upon the Lord our God. Sovereign God, enthroned in the heavens, look upon us with your eyes of mercy as we look on you with humility and love, and fill our souls with your peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning,
is
now, and shall be forever.
Amen.
Our first reading is from Exodus.
Exodus chapter 8, starting at verse 20. Then the Lord said to Moses, Rise early in the morning and present yourself before Pharaoh as he goes out to the water, and say to him, Thus says the Lord, Let my people go, so that they may worship me. For if you will not let my people go, I will send swarms of flies on you, your officials and your people, and into your houses. And the houses of the Egyptians shall be filled with swarms of flies. So also the land where they live. But on that day I will set apart the land of Goshen, where my people live, so that no swarms of flies shall be there, that you may know that I, the Lord, am in this land. Thus I will make a distinction between my people and your people. This sign shall appear tomorrow. The Lord did so, and great swarms of flies came out into the house of Pharaoh and into his officials' houses. In all of Egypt, the land was ruined because of the flies. Then Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, Go sacrifice to your God within the land. But Moses said, It would not be right to do so, for the sacrifices that we offer to the Lord, our God, are offensive to the Egyptians. If we offer in the sight of the Egyptians sacrifices that are offensive to them, will they not stone us? We must go a 3-day journey to the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God, as he commands us. So Pharaoh said, I will let you go to sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness, provided you do not go very far away. Pray for me. Then Moses said, As soon as I leave you, I will pray to the Lord that the swarms of flies may depart tomorrow from Pharaoh, from his officials, and from his people. Only do not let Pharaoh again deal by not letting the people go to sacrifice to the Lord. So Moses went out from Pharaoh and prayed to the Lord, and the Lord did as Moses asked. He removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh, from his officials, and from his people. Not one remained. But Pharaoh hardened his heart this time also and would not let the people go.
I was looking for, instead of the Song of the Lord's Gracious Deeds, we're going to do a Song of Solomon, which is the first alternative on the app, number 23. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is as strong as death, passion fierce as the grave. Its flashes are flashes of fire, a raging flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If all the wealth of our house were offered for love, it would be utterly scorned. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Amen.
Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. Second reading is from Hebrews 11.
The second reading is Hebrews 11, verses 32 to chapter 12, 2. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through the faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in the skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, all of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and in holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so that they would not, without us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin that clings so closely. Let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Redeemed the world.
God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. We preach Christ crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
I think we are going to miss out the Benedictus at this point, move straight to our time of prayer. Let's pray together for some needs of the day, the world, the church. And we'll begin with the church. Lord, we pray for church services across this land. We thank you for the many churches and bishops, cathedrals, and parish churches who are responding in all kinds of ways to help their communities and to keep church going, to become a prayerful and a praising people without the buildings. Lord, we pray for our own bishop who's had 1,700 people at least joining him last Sunday. And we pray for our own congregation. We've had good take-ups on the recorded services. We thank you for that. Pray for those who will be putting it together for this Sunday and any alterations we need to make to the way in which we do things. Pray you'd help us to learn and grow together as a community in this. Lord, we pray for our local sick, for the bereaved, for those who are grieving without being able to go to funerals. We think especially of the family and friends of Joan and of Mick before, and others who've passed away. We pray for them, for their families and friends. And we pray, Lord, especially for the close families of those. And Lord, we pray that you would help people as they prepare and deal with death in a very different way to the way that they perhaps expected or are used to at this time. Lord, we pray for those who are sick in hospital, perhaps struggling with the lack of visitors, and for the chaplains and the spiritual carers who are there. And we pray especially, Lord, for the doctors and nurses and carers, cleaners, others involved in hospital work who may be trying to provide that emotional support that a visitor would normally bring. We pray for them as they shoulder that extra burden. And we pray for our sick folk, Lord, those known to us and those not known to us in our local hospitals, that you would enable them to know that you are there in the shadow of death with them, in that valley of the darkest shadow, that you are there with them. And that you will bring them to that place where they can eat at your table and be with you in your house forever. Lord, we pray for those with children at home, for those struggling to do shopping, for those who are delivery drivers, Lord, in our area, probably anxious about not meeting people at the doorways. And we pray for those whose work is continuing and for those who are now spending days apart from human contact. We pray for everybody whose world has changed, and for those whose world hasn't changed, for those whose workload has increased, the care home workers, we think of our own Jackie and others. And we pray also for people who are in care homes and wondering where their visitors are, Lord, perhaps confused or in dementia and anxious about the current situation. Lord, we pray for people who might be finishing work. We pray for those who have been furloughed and for Stephen finishing today. We pray for those for whom life will be strange and different without work, and we pray that adapt well to new circumstances. And we pray for wider scale things, Lord. We pray for the supply chains and the lorry drivers that feed our shops, and we pray for essential businesses as they continue to work. Lord, we pray that people will have a mild form of the illness and be able to return to work quickly, that you'll be able to keep these supply chains running well across our country. And Lord, we pray for those who are working towards a vaccine. There's a team in Oxford and elsewhere around the world. Lord, we pray you would bless their efforts, give them insights into the way that you've made your world and into how we can be delivered from this evil through a vaccine. Lord, we pray you'd bless their science, and we know that everything comes from you and you can give revelation to these workers. Lord, we commit it all to you, Lord, in Jesus' name this day. Oh, Lord, we pray for the day and its tasks. We pray for the world and its needs. And we pray for the church and her life. And Lord, for the wider world, we pray for those in Africa who are suffering from the locust swarms. And we pray for other global concerns, for standoffs between Russia and its neighbours, for the news that just hasn't reached us, Lord. We don't know what that news is, but Lord, we pray that you'd enable us to find out and to pray well for the church, for the world, and for countries where this virus is much greater threat. And Lord, we pray especially for Africa, countries with very little healthcare and much less resources than we have. Lord, we've already seen problems starting in India, and we pray for these big nations and who are not well equipped. Lord, we pray for people there and for the governments to have wisdom and strength. And Lord, we pray that this virus would not survive in the heat in the way that it does in the colder air. Lord, we pray that you would save those lives across the southern poor countries, Lord. We put them into your hands in Jesus' name. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Collect of the day, most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
I think this is probably the perfect place to fit in John Donne's sonnet, because it is actually a prayer to God. I'll read it a bit slowly because it has that very ancient language, and it may be one that is worth coming back to another day to listen to. Batter my heart, three-personed God, for you as yet but knock, breathe, shine, and seek to mend, that I may rise and stand, overthrow me, and bend your force to break, blow, burn, and make me new. I, like a usurped town, to another due labour to admit you, but oh, to no end. Reason, your viceroy and me should defend, but is captived, and proves weak or untrue. Yet dearly I love you, and would be loved fain, but am betrothed unto your enemy. Divorce me, untie, or break that knot again. Take me to you, imprison me, for I, except you enthrall me, never shall be free, nor ever chaste, except you ravish me. Let's pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May Christ, who bore our sins on the cross, set us free to serve him with joy.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you all for coming, and I hope you enjoy your day. Have a great day today.